This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. In the world of quotations, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, is attributed to poet-playwright Oscar Wilde. But that's not the entire quote. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. Ouch. Doesn't sound quite so nice now, does it? Here's another. Give credit where credit is due. That one is thanks to Samuel Adams from 1777. And in the rock and roll world, there's yet another. I was inspired by, or I was influenced by, to explain the similarities between your song and one that came previous. But it's the imitation without the credit that causes all the problems. And is, see, you just had to be patient, the subject of this Vinyl Garage. Generally, nicking somebody else's songs, specifically the music of Led Zeppelin. But first, some history. Led Zeppelin was born out of what was the end of the Yardbirds when Jeff Beck left for his solo career, putting Yardbird bassist Jimmy Page into the lead guitar role. The remaining members, tired of touring, gave Page permission to use the new Yardbirds name to fulfill contractual obligations. Page's original vision was a supergroup, one consisting of himself, Beck, and The Who's John Entwistle and Keith Moon, the latter two dismissing the idea as going down like a lead balloon, the source of the eventual name, Led Zeppelin. The Zepp was signed to Atlantic Records in 1968, just a bit short of the supergroup Page was hoping for, settling for Band of Joy members Robert Plant and John Bonham, along with bassist session man John Paul Jones. Plant was his fourth choice for lead vocals. We're starting things off with that LP and its finale, How Many More Times, a medley-like track comprised of three distinct sections, the first sounding strangely similar to Howlin' Wolf's How Many More Years, a middle section of jamming and solos, a small section of which resembling Beck's bolero, and the wrap-up, which is also very reminiscent, this time of Albert King's The Hunter. The original credited Page, Plant, Bonham, and Jones. It has subsequently been changed to add Chester Burnett to that credit, Howlin' Wolf's real name. Here's all three, the aforementioned How Many More Years, The Hunter, and the Led Zeppelin cut they, and I'm being kind here, inspired.
I got to let Yeah.
Dazed and Confused was written by singer-songwriter Jake Holmes and released on his initial album, The Above-Ground Sound of Jake Holmes, in 1967. Page became familiar with the song when Holmes opened for the Yardbirds, who also recorded it, at a gig in Greenwich Village. Changing the lyrics and melody just enough, Page managed to avoid litigation, at least until 2010, when Holmes sued. Subsequent releases post-2010 add Inspired by Jake Holmes to Page's writer's credit. When his music career stalled in the 1970s, Jake went to work writing advertising jingles. He is responsible for the U.S. Army Be All That You Can Be and was co-writer of Be a Pepper, among others. Here's both versions of Dazed and Confused.
As to where I am at, I feel like a mouse and you act like a cat. I'm dazed and confused, hanging on by a thread. I'm being abused, I'd be better off dead. I can't stand this tease and I'm starting to crack. You're out to get me, you're on the right track.
Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
Yeah.
The same can be said for Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. Although we may need to give the benefit of the doubt to Page, but the music publishers at Atlantic should have known better. The song was written by folk singer Ann Breeden, but the most famous version of it was by Joan Baez, who herself credited it to traditional. Page also credited traditional, but added himself as arranger. Although I appreciate the impact of Joan Baez on the female singer-songwriter history of music, she's, well, in my opinion, unlistenable. So I'm moving on to the second recording, found on a B-side of a single by British beat group The Plebs, who also credited the song to traditional. Ann Breeden is now listed as co-writer on subsequent Led Zeppelin reissues. Here's both. As I see him here on the Vinyl Garage.
Babe, baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. I'm leave you in the summertime. Leave you when the summer comes around. Calling me the way it used to do. I can hear it calling me back.
Johnny Booker's place. I got a picture, yeah. Oh! Woman, I know, feels good to have you back again, and I know that one day, baby, it's gonna really grow, yes it is. We're gonna go walking through the park every day. You may be happy every single day, but now
the second Zeppelin LP, creatively titled 2, opened with one of their biggest tracks, Whole Lotta Love, the melody of which is all Jimmy Page. But when Robert Plant had to come up with lyrics, well, that's the problem. Unfortunately, the lyrics he happened to come up with belonged again to Willie Dixon from his 1962 Muddy Waters song, You Need Love. Dixon sued in 1985. Now he appears on any subsequent reissue as co-writer. Here again are both.
You got yawning and I got money. Baby, you look so sweet and cunning. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. I'm gonna give you some love. I know you need love. Just got to have love. You got to have some love. Y'all make me feel so good. You make me feel all right. You make me feel so good. Oh, you make me feel all right. You make me feel so good. You make me feel all right. She's so nice, she's so nice. 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 You are fretting and I am petting. Not a good thing, oh, you ain't getting. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. I know you need love. You just can have some love. Ain't fooling, you need schooling. Baby, you know you need cooling. woman, way down inside. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. She got to have some love. She got to have some love.
Songs later, same LP, is The Lemon Song. The Squeeze My Lemon lyric is directly from Robert Johnson's Traveling Riverside Blues, but that's minor compared to the fact that the entire song is actually Killing Floor by Howlin' Wolf. After Mr. Burnett won the lawsuit, some copies of Zeppelin II actually listed the song as Killing Floor, but eventually it reverted back to The Lemon Song with Chester Burnett as co-writer.
Should've quit you and went on to Mexico. If I had a father, my first mind. If I had a father, my first mind, I'd have been gone. It's my second time.
People worry, baby. Can't keep you satisfied. There's more, but not more time to play them. Bring It On Home by Willie Dixon, as performed by Sonny Boy Williamson. Dixon got sole writer credits on this one. Moby Dick sounds stringy like Bobby Parker's Watch Your Step. In My Time of Dying from Physical Graffiti LP is actually the public domain song Jesus Made Up My Dying Bed by Blind Willie Johnson from 1927. And Boogie with Stu, also from Physical Graffiti, is Ooh My Head by Richie Valens. To their credit, Zepp gave 1/5 writer's credit to Richie's mother, Mrs. Valens. They're too kind. But to close out things, the one that's been in the news recently, the lawsuit brought by the Trust of Randy, California, claiming Jimmy Page plagiarized his Taurus as Stairway to Heaven. Taurus was from Spirit's second self-titled LP from 1968, 2 years prior to Zeppelin IV, the home of Stairway. Page ultimately prevailed thanks to a questionable ruling by the Ninth Circuit that declared that the copyright only applies to what the publisher included in the deposit copy of the song. The deposit copy being the sheet music supplied to the U.S. Copyright Office at the Library of Congress, which in this case did not include the intro, which was the meat of the complaint, or Page's guitar solo. Forget the legalese, here's both.
Thank you. all that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts
a perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Great. Do you know what the next day? I recruited a pinch of the middle of the center. Great. Since you're going out, zero feet on the sheet, you're upset.